11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, a great newspaper. So great that the city of Gulf Breeze will actually buy it for you for, like, I think it's a year when you first move to town. Like, it's that reliable as a source of information. Lisa, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning. We have a bunch of stuff going on this weekend, and it's the annual Spring Fest the city puts on. That is such a wonderful event for the community. Kids will love it. They have all these bounce houses, rock climbing walls, laser tag, demonstrations. They've got food, shopping. You can buy crafts. You can also get your face painted. They have stuff for toddlers. They have got entertainment, live music, and a huge fireworks display that is planned at the end of the evening. Really going to be fun from 2 to 8 p.m. on Saturday at the community center down to in Gulf Breeze. So
oh, that's long.
On the Shoreline Park.
That's
good. Yeah, it's really fun, though. See everybody there. It's great.
You guys also have a story about Matt Banks, which seems like Matt's always in the news these days. But what do you guys have?
Yes. Well, we ran an article a long time ago about some of the local people who felt like they were not getting any relief because they kept complaining about how they had given him tens of thousands of dollars to do work, and either he never did the work or he came in, demoed everything, and then left. And, you know, they didn't know what to do because they said, oh, we had to go through the building department. That was the only recourse they had. Well, finally, he is getting, you know, the criminal charges, and he is charged with racketeering, fraud, all kinds of different things. And he is actually facing up to 30 years in prison if he is convicted.
Wow.
And I know that that doesn't solve all the problems
right. Because
they say he stole about $5 million from people. There are so many people, and he just was really good at getting all these contracts and getting people to pay up front and then never doing the work. He's a great salesman. I mean, excellent salesman. This is one good thing you can say about him. He's really good at sales.
I just,
doing the work,
I feel so horrible for these people and that, you know, the jobs that didn't get done and the money
absolutely.
That they don't have anymore, which is, it's awful. In other news, D.R. Horton owners got a bit of a surprise this week in a subdivision in Gulf Breeze.
Yes, this happened at the Santa Rosa County Commission. They showed up to talk during the public forum, which is pretty interesting. Usually that public forum, you know, they've moved it to the beginning of the meeting. And you always learn something new. And this time, some of the people who bought their homes in the Sailfish Point, which was developed right across from the Tiger Point restaurant right there, where the old used to be the old driving range, they say that they did not realize after they had, you know, bought their homes that they are being responsible for all of the pond maintenance and the road maintenance. And so they came to the city and said, hey, could you help us with this? Everything's in great shape right now, but, you know, we bought these $500,000 homes and we had no idea that we were going to have to be on the hook for all of this maintenance. And they just, you know, kind of acted like they were surprised to find this out because it was apparently buried, you know, hundreds of pages into the contract.
Right.
So that's something that the county is going to have to decide whether or not they want to take these on. And, you know, whether it's, I guess it's legal for them, for D.R. Horton to just say, I'm not going to, you know, we wash our hands of this whole situation. But if I were a homeowner in there, I think I'd be pretty upset about it also.
It's one of those things, and I talked a little bit about this with, I think with Devan Cook earlier this week, that it just seems like when you go on the Santa Rosa Property Appraisers website, like, it ought to tell you owner, zoning, sale price, and then is it in an HOA, and are the roads public or private? Like, that seems like a very easy thing that ought to be available to everybody. You shouldn't have to dig into the bottom of your 300 pages of documents that you're signing at closing in order to know some of this stuff. I agree. I think it's a problem. Meanwhile, actually, hang on for just a second, Lisa. I want to get a traffic report from Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
I'm watching a few accidents. It looks like we got a text just a little bit earlier saying it's an accident, they think, on I-10, believe eastbound at mile marker 24. Florida Highway Patrol certainly en route. Light in Molina with the Tom Thumb is out. Light at Fairfield and DeHar is out. The outside lane of Fairfield by Mission Street showing some water and standing water, I should say. And there are areas that are prone to standing water after a heavy rainstorm, like parts of 9th Avenue. Certainly maybe avoid that area if you can. I imagine that's their tree limb or a telephone pole still blocking the right lane, which has been going on since the show started on Barrancas this morning downtown. It's heading east between Outcast, Bait and Tackle in the bridge. Main Street is closed. You can't turn onto Main from Barrancas. Police are there directing traffic. And heavy wind gusts, even though the rain has moved through here for the most part, some heavy, heavy wind gusts. Be careful, especially if you're driving a vehicle that sits up and driving over those bridges. 437-1620 if you have a traffic tip. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, the wind gusts, as I'm checking the wind monitors, it looks like, you know, basically gusting up to around 45 miles an hour over the southern portion of Escambia County and over towards Gulf Breeze and out on the island, both islands, really. And that pattern stretches for maybe 50 miles, 30 miles out into the Gulf. So we're going to continue to get those strong winds as this system that's not really a tropical depression or storm officially, but kind of has felt like that all morning and moves through to the north. Back to Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. You guys have a story about trash fee increases. Is that right?
Yeah, so the city of Gulf Breeze recently went out for bid, and they ended up going with Waste Pro, who is also the trash hauler for the unincorporated areas of South Santa Rosa County. And their contract is going to have an increase, which is going to be $4.45 for the residential customers on average. Of course, some people may have, you know, additional services.
Sure.
But what they're saying is that they're still way lower than other municipalities, and that they have consistently paid a lot lower than other municipalities. So even though it is an increase, you know, it could have been worse. So
I understand that rationale that gets offered, but it always feels like, and you should be glad I didn't hit you harder. You know, like, I don't know that really makes
exactly
me feel better if I have to pay more personally. You guys also have an interesting story about a local military-themed restaurant. Is that right?
We do. So we've been doing a lot of restaurant reviews, and this time we have one on a Navarre restaurant, and it is called Stripes. And Cindy okay. Reeves went down there and had a great meal. She really enjoyed it. She wrote a really good review about that and talks all about it. So I've never been there. So now I'm thinking, I'd have to give that a try.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of really great places to eat around here. We need to visit our locally owned restaurants as much as we can, help them, you know, do well.
So the paper also has stories about various concerts that are going on. There's a cleanup on Fort Pickens coming up. You got honor rolls inside. As always, like I said, the paper, the Gulf Breeze News always has a tremendous amount of information in it. Lisa Newell is the publisher, joins us on Thursday to give us a preview. Lisa, as always, thanks for the information. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
And I hope to see you in the breeze at the Spring Fest on Saturday.
Oh, nice. Nice callback. Well done. 2 to 8 on Saturday at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. Very good.